Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
TheUndies.com. The words begin to wash over you like a soft rounded rock being eroded by ocean waves for eons, and why shouldn't they? Our daily routine is littered with advertisements like grain of salt on a pretzel. Billboards, commercials, even logos dot the landscape of our time here on Earth. You create something, you make money, and in vain you spend that money so others can do the same. Not a cycle, but a helix. A figure eight. I figured you ate, and what did you have on your dinner date? What did you have but a sandwich that you saw in your mind's eye because you were inundated with its image and its visage from a TV spot dot 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 dot. It's dot. Ubiquitous when you speak with us. Omnipresence. On the subject of presence, can we suggest that this holiday season, you give the gift of comfort, the gift of reason. How about the world's most comfortable underwear, men's and women's? How about pajama pants that feel so snug when they hug your legs, sitting Indian style on a carpeted rug? You feel the warmth of a fire on your back as the logs go crack, crack, crack. The smiles on their faces take you miles into spaces you never thought you'd achieve. But it's not just underwear, you see. Just set your sights to comfort heights by Google searching, finger licking, using words like moisture wicking, antimicrobial, non-fading, color retaining. Simply put, these clothes feel great whether dating or skating, masturbating, no activity is exacerbating. They spend their days and nights deliberating which fabric feels best, which styles look fresh, which stand to the test. And as they all line them up and allow you to judge these, another day, another podcast, another sponsor, MeUndies.com. And now 20% off if you go to MeUndies.com/Amir. That's MeUndies.com/Amir. Shipping is free to the U.S. and Canada, so check them out and enjoy this episode because things got real.
Scott Buck. Shout out Jake and Amir. What's the deal? Got a big problem. You fucked a bitch and didn't wear a condom. You love a girl you thought loved you too. You found out she fucked some dude. Or you gotta go to dinner with this one chick's dad cause you wanna get in it quick. You wanna get intimate. You just wanna get it wet. Or maybe you watch too much porn on the internet. Maybe you're atheist, but your parents ain't and they hate the shit. And your best friends with a basic bitch and wanna know what Jay and A make of it. Hit them up with the Gmail. They might help you out in that podcast. Get a fake name, half-ass advice. And if you's a pussy, put on blast.
If
like,
dope.
He's good.
More verses. More. I want that song to be 40 minutes. I want that song to be the length of our podcast.
That guy sounded profesh.
He did. I just want to listen to him. I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
you can. I want to listen to him over and over again.
Well, a couple great things from the email he sent. First of all, his name is Sky Buck.
Sky Buck.
Which is a great, great name.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's 20.
Okay.
Just incredibly talented for that age.
Yeah. Nowhere to go but up.
He's from the Adirondack Mountains, and he's been rapping for 7 years.
That's so cool.
So that's how long it takes to become good at something.
Uh-huh.
7 years of rapping.
The perfect amount of time.
Yeah. And his email is very cool. He says, I'm proud of my music I make. I listen to every episode of the podcast, and I like to think I've gotten pretty good, mostly because I'm a narcissist, but he is indeed proud of the music he makes.
That's great.
So there you have it. You think I, if you really tried, you guys just talk about me. If I really want, like if somebody made good beats, would I ever sound really good, or would it always sound like a comedian rapping?
I think you could eventually sound good.
But like it's, isn't there a part of it that's just innate? Like,
yeah, he has awesome cadence. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I think you could, but like you would have a specific sound, which could be cool if right. you like really owned it.
But do you make up your sound, or is it your actual voice?
You probably make it up to an extent.
Like does Kendrick Lamar like make his voice high, and that's his thing? His trademark.
I don't know because I'm not a rapper, but I imagine you find your voice, and you're like, this is the. I mean. People's voices change for sure.
Right, but you change it to sing or rap in a specific way.
I think so, yes.
Oh, so that's like if you were to rap normally, that's not what you would do.
Well, I mean, it's similar to singing. Like you change your voice to fit the beat and like
it's kind of like how we change our voice to do this podcast.
Yeah.
So like now I'm talking to my normal voice.
Well, now I'm talking to mine.
But nobody wants to hear two people talking like
that. Well, why would they?
So we make it so it's like this.
Yeah, this is a pretty good voice.
Yeah, this one makes
even when
sense.
You're at a bar, like sometimes I'll talk in a different voice.
Oh yeah, like you want it like a cool voice.
Yeah, so like just really like a deep voice.
Oh, it's you make it nice. Deeper.
Yeah, like hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's cool.
What's Gucci, baby?
It's like Joey's. How you doing?
How you doing? It's funny how well that worked for him.
Yeah, he wasn't that much better looking than Chandler or Ross, was he?
I don't think so.
Is that part of the thing, or did they just turn that character? Like, where they're like, we want a hottie, so let's choose Matt LeBlanc.
In that world, they like didn't know what they all, like all six of the friends looked like. Because right. they were never like, wow, Rachel, you're the hottest girl any of us have ever seen.
You're like as hot as Jennifer Aniston like, or something.
Yeah, sitcoms can't just like comment on how hot the people in them are. I guess so. Some of them do. Like right. Big Bang Theory, they're talking about how hot that girl is, right?
But it's funny. Nobody in sitcoms ever says, it's weird that we're all like really, really handsome, right? We're all like good enough looking that we could be on television.
And nobody ever stopped during Friends and be like, Chandler, that was like the funniest. You just said such a funny line. You should write stuff down.
Yeah, no one ever laughs.
Your sarcasm gets us.
They didn't laugh on Friends.
No, yeah. When we're hanging out with our friends, we laugh all the time. But they never laughed. They actually were always having a bad time with each other.
Monica
They were never amused by each other's jokes.
Ross hated all the other five friends. So anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Year.
Actually... I'm Sky Buck.
What?
That's right.
You're stealing this man's identity.
It's a cool identity.
It's
I want to be a 20-year-old from the Appalachian Mountains who can flow.
Adirondacks. Either way, I got some sick
runs. From the Adirondacks?
Yeah.
I thought it was from the Appalachian Mountains.
No. Now you have even more cooler. Respect.
Yeah, I like the Adirondacks a lot.
I wonder, Sky Buck should email us and suggest other songs of him that he wrote.
He has a thing.
Does he?
He has like a band camp.
Sky Buck?
Yeah.
But he didn't include it in the email. Did you just Google it?
He sent two emails. One because he forgot to attach the song, I think.
I don't see it.
Really?
I just don't. I really don't. So, oh, more info about the song submission. Oh, here we go. The instrumental is from Logic's Till the End, and if you guys feel like plugging my Reverb Nation or checking it out yourself, it's yada, yada, yada. That's awesome.
What? You dick.
It's like, it's a URL, but it's kind of... All right, let's get started.
Are you kidding me?
It's fucking hard to say it.
What's the first three letters?
I don't even want to say, because then people will be able to figure it out.
It's www.
No, I'm really fucking freaked out that people will just Google Skybuck at this point and figure it out themselves, and then he'll become like... obsessed with this rap. If our fans ever become more famous than us, that's anarchy.
Do you think we have a fan that became more famous than us?
Allison Williams?
Oh, yeah. Well, she wasn't a fan. I thought she was more famous than us before she became a fan.
No, I think she used to like our videos. Allison can weigh in by emailing us after the show. But I have a feeling that someone said that she liked our videos. That's why she agreed to be in them. And then she became a successful
household name.
Yeah.
Then she became Pan.
Do we take credit for that? Obviously, that's maybe taking it one step too far. Like, I'm not responsible for her success. Obviously, yeah. She doesn't owe me cash.
It wouldn't hurt if she gave you favors and presents
exactly.
and prizes.
And I'm not just talking about favors like compliments or coming on this show.
What are compliments ever enough?
Exactly.
It has to be favors that are worth cash.
Yeah. So she wants to Venmo me money for this.
So that's like a huge specific cash favor.
Yeah. Yeah. A cash-based favor where she just gives me money. That's what I want.
Can you do me a huge favor? It's really just like asking for money. Hey, can you do me a favor and just like Venmo me $15?
That's such a specific cash.
I guess I will, but why do you want it? I just want $15.
I just want to like have lunch today and be like, oh, that was free. That's a cool little
treat.
It's a
nice idea.
You know, they say there's no such thing as a free dinner, so I want to sort of prove them wrong.
By you paying for me.
Let's get started. These are real emails. People are seeking advice. They'll email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll read these emails and try to offer our advice. At the very least, we'll say what we would do in their situation.
Uh-huh.
Hence the name of the show.
If I were you. Skybuck.
What? What's Skybuck?
Wasn't that how the chorus of his song sounded?
Oh, was it? No, I don't know. All right, let's get started. Ready?
I have perfect pitch. Go on.
We need a lady's name.
Allison.
I hope the next one is a guy. We'll call him William. And then we'll be running out of names very quickly. Allison writes, I recently started seeing a guy that I met at a Halloween party, and so far things have been going great. It might be interesting to note that he and his best friend dressed up as Eskimo brothers. But anyway, here's the main catch. Whenever we hang out, he somehow manages to bring up the plethora of other girls that he's hooked up with in the past and tirelessly harps on how much of an asshole he is and how he can be a real big douchebag to girls. The thing is, he hasn't shown me one asshole-y sign since we met, and I really like him, but I'm not sure why he keeps bringing it up. Is he trying to get me to think that one day this could happen to me? Like some sort of I-told-you-so warning? Or is his guilty conscience taking over his past, just making him blurt all this unwanted info out? Thanks, guys. Allison.
Hmm. Interesting. First of all, she says he hasn't shown me one asshole-y behavior, but he is being an asshole in his behavior by talking about
bragging how many girls.
Girls that he's hooked up with.
Yeah.
So
that's one. That's caught one. You in a lie, Allison.
Contradiction right off the bat. Two.
When you're a human monster and you said that girls, the best thing a girl can think is that you hook up with a lot of girls because in some way in their brain, they're like, I want to be the girl that changes you.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little way.
And when you play that up to girls, are you as overt as this guy saying that you're a monster, saying that you're a douchebag, saying that you're an asshole? Or you're a choir boy and you hope they hear that from somebody else?
I know they will hear that from somebody else.
Without a doubt. If they know anybody, literally anybody in my life, if that person is a nice friend to them, they will warn. They will give definitely heed a warning.
They are always warned.
Yeah. And that warning is great for you.
Yeah. That's the deal closer.
Yeah.
If the people who warn people not to hook up with me would just start saying, oh, you should go for it, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, that would be
I wouldn't get any.
I wouldn't get play. Actually, I really wouldn't hook
I'd
up.
I'd stop getting play for sure. I wouldn't be able to hook up and shit.
You wouldn't get with anyone.
No.
I really don't think you would get with them.
I wouldn't get first base, second base, or third.
I remember in seventh grade, my cool friend, I'll just say his name, Roy. I had a cool friend. In seventh grade is like when handsome guys became cool and nerdy guys didn't. So like everyone is friends in elementary school and then they all take off and do their own puberty thing. And he went off and did a cool, handsome trajectory. And I was like, pale, scrawny sidekick friend. I remember having distinct conversation. He's like, oh, there's like certain words people are using now. I'm like, oh yeah, what's that? And he's like, well, if you like make out with a girl, you say you get with her. I was like, oh, interesting. He's like, or you can say you hook up.
Meanwhile, you were like 6 years from hooking up with anybody.
Yeah, I'm like, that's pretty cool. I can't wait to use those terms.
When I get with someone in college.
Can I use it then?
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Oh, teens.
Who was it with?
I don't All right, need yeah, to I say.
Talk. Was it it was a French kiss?
It was Roy.
With a girlfriend? I hooked up with Roy. I got name. With him.
I hooked up and I got with him and or her. But yeah, things didn't start happening for me until much later. I learned the terms and then I just sat on them for 5 years before anything was actually necessary.
So you're like 16 when you had your first kiss?
I was like 16 when I had my first kiss.
15?
And that I was 24 when I had my first kiss. I said I like 16 because it's a multiple
16's, eight. 16's my yes. Is
16's
right?
A pretty, yeah.
It is right?
I honestly couldn't tell you specific, but I would say 17, maybe 17.
Wow.
Loser.
Fucking nerd.
What were we saying? Oh yeah, this guy was an asshole.
Yeah, I do think he's like, what he's doing is tempering your expectations. I feel like I do that, or I would do that, you know, sort of. But not in the same way. It sounds like he's not counting on other people to do it for him. But usually if somebody has a reputation, I think it's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's, especially if he's telling you that he treats women badly.
Why is he doing that?
The only reason to me is to temper our expectations.
Does that make him a slightly better guy because he's saying it out loud to her?
I guess in a weird way.
Or is he just doing it to manipulate her?
I don't know. Cause like, yeah,
this guy's baffling even you.
He's breaking me. Cause if he was this way and he told her he was a nice guy and then he like disappeared, then he's a really bad guy.
Yeah.
But if he's this way and he's like, I just think he could definitely be saying it better. You know, you could go into it and be like, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't like to be tied down. I don't like want to have any commitment to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, when he disappears, you know that he never wanted to have a commitment. But I don't think there's a good reason to go into it and be like, I'm a shithead to girls. Let's hook up.
Just so you know. But it feels like he's trying to start the reputation. Like she didn't hear it from anybody else. So he's like, by the way, just so you know, I'm not a... It's like,
oh yeah, it's him trying to like, hey, I'm a badass.
Yeah,
tell exactly. Everybody later. Yeah.
But you've been really nice to me. No, I haven't.
I'm a douche. Class A. Do you need a ride home from work today, baby?
Just because I'm interested in helping you out. But if things get bad, I don't give a shit about you or anything that you do.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. It is weird, though. Like, if he is a shithead, then he's being kind of nice by telling her up front.
Yeah.
So at the very least, I guess my advice would be like,
tread lightly.
Be careful. Fucker. Just be careful. And he's telling you basically to not have any expectations except that he'll disappoint you. So maybe you shouldn't have any expectations except that he'll disappoint you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's advice.
I think it counts.
I'd hate to ruin our record. Of giving advice to everybody.
We definitely don't have a record of that. I'm sure would not be the first one we half-assed.
All right. I'm just going to move on to the next question.
Yep.
We need a guy's name.
William.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Was I presumptuous to say that she was a fan of ours?
Of course.
There was no humble way to answer that question. You set me up to fail.
I did not.
You said you think
the humble way to answer the question was no. I don't know. Pass. I don't like to think about it in those terms.
But I at least said fame? That she's more successful than us.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
not
be mad
arguable.
At you. She's gonna be mad at you.
There's no two ways about it.
We're gonna get a snippy email.
Yeah,
she's gonna say, "Take down the podcast."
Holy shit! Uh-huh. No way.
I was never a fan. Not from day one, and not now.
Not now. Not ever. Jesus Christ. All right. Yo, Jake, Amir, and Kobe, I caught myself in a sticky situation. I seem to have the problem where I love the feeling of people liking me, so I flirt with them for instant gratification. I love having multiple girls wanting my D at the same time. The only problem is that I had been doing this whole thing when I was with my girlfriend of almost 2 years now. I never did anything other than flirt via Facebook, Snapchat, and other social media sites, other than send dick pics to teen and masturbate on cam. She found out and was extremely upset. Somehow she ended up forgiving me and took me back 4 months later, and now she's still very untrusting of me. I've stopped seizing the cheese since then, but how can I seize the please to make her believe that I'm not guilty anymore? Thanks for your advice. Please, love, William.
William.
These are all like representing facets of your personality.
Yeah. I mean, I love when people like me.
Yeah, you love flirting.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
Do you like flirting with people that you're attracted to as much as you do people you're unattracted to? Do you flirt differently? Or do you flirt the same?
I elevate a little bit when it's somebody that's really attractive that I want to like me.
Do you do it the same way to a person who is you're not attracted to or than a person that you are attracted to?
I probably do it better to people that I am attracted to. Like, I'm a little less lazy about it.
Yeah, you're more agreeable, I'm excited.
I'm more in the game. Yeah. I'm dialed in then.
Yeah, that's like Tom Brady in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, he can drop a regular season game at home, and it's like, oh, that was a trap game.
Right.
You know, they're playing the Dolphins.
He still plays, and he still tries.
Yeah,
so I never sit it out.
No, you're never on the bench just seeing what happened. But in the playoffs, he's fucking locked in.
I am like Tom Brady. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
I don't think you're physically remotely close.
More than anything,
your talent is so much more self-involved than his too.
I think Tom Brady have a lot in common
in relation to how hard
mentally,
you flirt
physically
versus how hard you flirt with somebody that you're
better
attracted
at football
to
than Brady. I can pass the pigskin.
I really can.
As good or better.
Watch this tight spiral. I'm not going to do it with a real ball, but. Imagine that shit.
If I had fucking leather in my hand,
just like do it. Oh, that was really good.
Knuckleball.
That's a 30-yard strike to Gronk. For sure. So you like people liking you.
Yes.
You flirt.
I like it. And I like to flirt.
And then if you are in a relationship, do you flirt less or you're like, I can't not flirt? This
Same
is
amount.
Just me.
Always.
You just have to flirt.
I do.
And have you ever run in a situation where your lady's like, you know, flirting is just as bad as cheating. You're currently cheating on me when you're really nice and friendly and cozy to these other ladies.
I've definitely had girlfriends who are like, I wish you were that warm and flirtatious with me. Like the way, like you treat me like you're bored with me and you treat somebody new like you really want to, you're like courting them.
Right, which is exactly the case.
I'll flirt so hard sometimes that I do cheat.
That's how hard I'm flirting.
Sometimes I'll flirt to the point where I'm fucking someone.
Wow, that's so flirtatious.
Yeah.
You tease.
Have you ever been in such a little flirty mood with someone that you that you fuck them until you both come at the same
time? Yeah, that's so
flirty. Yeah, that's the kind of flirtiness that I like the best.
You give them coy little eyes and you bat your lashes.
And then you laugh at everything you say and then go down on them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then my girlfriend is all like, why do you flirt with her?
Yeah.
And you're bored with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know.
Chicks are so annoying, dude. They really are so annoying.
I do think this guy's situation...
He sent dick pics.
Yeah, that's cheating. that's causing a lot... That's certainly past flirtation. That's sex.
Is it? But it's just a picture.
It's sexed. I don't think there's something flirtatious about sexting. I think that is sexual in nature.
I am a sexter.
That's probably
I'm gonna sext again. Lord, forgive me.
Things that I tried to seize the cheese. Bitch, don't seize my cheese. Bitch, don't seize my cheese.
I can steal your cheese from just a million miles away. I got your cheese. It is the seized. It is the season to be seasoned. Bitch, don't seize my cheese.
I love my cheese.
What?
What do you think? What do you, what do you think you should be doing?
I don't know. This is kind of a weird question. It's like, how can I? You can't force someone to trust you.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gotten back together with her.
Yeah, you sort of burned that bridge.
It's ruined. She'll always be sad and suspicious of you, and she'll always have a reason to be because you were behind her back. Not just like getting drunk and hooking up with somebody one time.
Yeah.
But like
a pattern of behavior.
Yeah. And like this is your personality. You know it about yourself. She knows it about yourself. So you're either happy and flirting and sexting, or you're sad and miserable and you've got crushing self-doubt and no validation coming in from anywhere, but you've got your girlfriend's trust. But what good is that when there's not trust from six different girls who all want you to fuck them? You're not being yourself right now. You have to shine. Why don't you just get out of this relationship and start flirting again? That's when you're your happiest.
It is so weird that like people are like, oh, I really want to fuck everyone, but I have a girlfriend. It's like, you know, you don't need that.
Yeah.
That's not a jail that you're forced to be in.
You can fuck everyone if you were single.
But is it less exciting that way?
No.
It's still fine. It's
better because you get to do it without feeling guilty or shameful.
So why doesn't he just break up? People act like relationships are like sentences. Like, oh, I wish I didn't have my girlfriend, but you know what?
Well, I think people think that having a really good relationship, like, or a good landing somebody that you really get along with, is better than being single, because then when you want a relationship again, you won't be able to find a good person.
Oh, so you want your cake and eating it too.
So you're like, I found this person that I really care about and I want to be out there fucking everybody, but I don't want to do that because then I'll lose this good one that I got.
So what I'll do is I'll fuck other girls and not tell her. That way I can still fuck other girls.
But that was what you're doing is you're hurting somebody that's good. I think personally, there's a lot of good people. So if you're with somebody that's good, but you still want to get out there and sow your wild oats a little bit, break up, do that, and you'll be able to find somebody else you like.
Yeah. There's more than one good.
There's not a shortage.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Especially in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in Shoreditch, there's no shortage there.
No. And you don't even have to pay portage.
No.
Which I don't know what it means, but it certainly rhymes.
And if you're digging just one ditch, dig a couple more so you can have more ditch.
Yeah. It's tough to create a relationship is so necessary to be built on a strong foundation. And when somebody catches you cheating or flirting, it's just like your foundation is a foam board. And then you're like, all right, now we can start building shit. And then everything falls because it's all foam.
Right.
At the bottom is just foam.
Uh-huh. It's all foam. So you start like pouring cement in. You're like, we'll build a good foundation. It'll be fine.
No.
And then it's like, okay, hey, it's actually it's a giant sinkhole.
Yeah.
Let's lay some beams here. Oh, sucked into the foam.
Damn it.
Every
nice moment we have is sort of underlaid by the fact that we're both kind of 10% quietly thinking about the fact that I cheated on you.
Yeah.
We can never be truly happy and pure.
You got to break up. She'll never forgive you.
That actually brings us to our next question.
Oh, Jesus. Read it.
Here we go.
Hey, use your podcast voice.
Oh, hey, I'm back. Sorry. We need another girl's name. Allison only has one name.
Marnie.
Very chill. Hey guys, I have a question for you. I've been seeing my boyfriend for a few months now, and the other day when he was asleep, I snuck into his phone and looked through his messages. While I was in his messages, I clicked on this girl's name and found out that they had been sexting back and forth. There was both pictures of both of them and long detailed paragraphs about what they would do to one another. I woke up my boyfriend and told him that I read his messages and kicked him out of my apartment. He swears that he didn't mean anything of it, and he was drunk when he sent them. He promises that he hasn't done anything like that with any other girl since we've been together. So my question is sexting the same as cheating? Should I give him another shot? Or is sexting fair grounds to give up and move on? It's almost like the girl from the last question.
Yeah, these people are in a relationship together.
Yeah.
And my advice is the same. Break up with this guy.
Sexting is cheating?
Sexting is cheating. It's not worse, but it is a form of cheating. It's bad.
But there are levels of cheating.
There are. And I guess it's just like, what's your threshold? But it sounds like, you know, this crosses it.
Yeah.
If I was dating somebody and I found they were sexting with someone.
Drunkenly, though, they're like, oh, I didn't mean anything. I was
drunkenly
so wasted.
Is always a lie.
Everyone can say drunk. Didn't you once say that drunkenness is a good excuse?
Yes, I actually did. And I stand by it.
So is it a lie or do you stand by it as a good excuse?
Well, if you're doing paragraphs and the pic, well, look at the timestamp. Let's see how drunk he really was.
Oh, so it was like 2 p.m.
If you read the text and they were coherent, then he wasn't drunk enough for this to be like off the hook drunk.
Right. Off the hook
I
drunk.
I feel like off the hook drunk is just like ASKGFDDDDF and then a picture of his penis.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but if he's like, if this is eloquent, if this is like prose wanting to fuck this person, I want to lay you down.
Yeah, and he was of right sound mind.
Slide my tongue across your body. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That counts as bad.
Right.
And it's totally grounds for termination.
I would say so. What do you say?
Yeah, probably. That's no good. I mean, it is. Again, some people are like, oh, whatever, we can move on. And some people are like, no, that's bad.
I mean, every time she sees him on his phone, if he's looking at Instagram, she'll be like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
In her head.
The thing is, even if you do change, which I believe we're on record as saying it's impossible to change. Yeah. But even if you
such
do
bad advice, break up, no one can change.
The seeds of doubt are so painfully apparent that you can never, ever truly get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad? A one strike and you're out forever
policy. I really feel like
policy.
We could have somebody on the podcast, like some guest right now, who's just like a more positive person than we are being. Like, no, like, you can come back from this and rebuild a relationship and it would be so beautiful. And you've gone through this trauma and you've like rebuilt and now your trust will be even stronger because you've come clean.
Like
on
a broken
everything.
Bone.
Yeah. And you guys are much more open and honest and you like can appreciate what you almost lost. But that's bullshit.
That's what I would say to that guest. I would say you, sir, are a bullshit artist.
You're a Bolshevik.
Get off of our podcast. There's no room for your voice on this show.
There we go.
You are a defector. You are a rejecter. And more than anything else,
submit to this lie detector.
Yeah. Oh my God, he doesn't even believe it. Yeah. We're very black and white.
Yeah.
You and I.
Me and you.
Although it's funny because I've never cheated.
And I haven't either.
Oh my God. That's what it's come to.
It's so easy to lie and be the person that you want.
For example?
I've never cheated.
What else?
I'm exercising a lot lately.
What are you doing?
I'm just eating right, running every day, biking, and actually spending a lot of time volunteering at a local children's hospital.
Holy shit. How does that?
It's nice. I learned CPR and I was able to use it the other day. Much to my surprise, but ultimate relief when I revived a toddler who had a heart attack on a bus.
That is very surprising. Yeah. That actually, I hate to keep bringing it back, but that does, I know we said maybe we shouldn't talk about Wolf anymore.
Because I don't want to get him riled up. I don't want to be a victim of one of his...
Yeah, schemes more than
subtle
anything. But
legal schemes.
You know, Wolf once took a CPR... teaching class. It's like a very intensive course because you have to pass like EMT classes and get much right. past CPR and like this whole.
Not to mention it costs money. It's
yeah. I think he said it was like $2,900 a class, and he had to take four week courses.
Because at the end, you can like theoretically be hired.
Right. Okay. So he was hired, and he was hired to teach basically the classes that he was taking. And whenever there was like a supervisor there, he would teach the right way to do CPR because he knew it exactly. Mm-hmm. He understood the system. But the moment like that, because there's always a supervisor in because it's like kind of a liability issue if somebody's teaching it incorrectly, you need two people in the class.
Right.
But he'll like sort of be like, I know we need two people, but you've seen me do this a bunch of times. If you need to take off, like if it's a rainy day and the supervisor doesn't want to come in, mm-hmm. so he'll urge the supervisor to stay at home. And then he'll, yeah, I don't know how else to say it. He would teach CPR incorrectly. He'll say pump here, like pump on your shoulder instead of the chest so that it doesn't get the lungs going. He'll say you're not supposed to, you don't necessarily have to hold
that's
the nose
so
shut
dark.
While
that's
you
crazy.
While you blow into their mouth. Man. When all that does is just recycle the air from the mouth into the outside of the
it's
nose.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous, but it's not illegal.
Oh no. Wow.
Because he's not technically killing anyone. And yeah. It is like I feel like we're repeating ourselves, but it's subtle.
It's very subtle.
It's super subtle and it's not illegal and it's just vintage Wolf.
Just another like inconvenient thing that I've seen and heard him do. he'll go to a gas station.
Oh,
just to gas up, you know.
That's fine.
so far, so good.
Yeah, just I don't see how this is a scheme, actually. So, like, I know we, like, give him a lot of shit, but I feel like at
oh,
this
yeah,
point...
Oh, yeah, that was
I,
the end of the story.
What?
That was the end.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I don't want to, like, throw him under the bus. Like, I also go to gas stations. Oh, we should right. be completely yeah, yeah. honest.
No, he'll go to a gas station.
Oh, there is more.
Yeah, there is. He'll go to a gas station, wait for, like, a minivan family of three or four. You know, somebody who's just... there to get gas as well.
Yeah.
Maybe on a road trip.
Oh.
He'll say, he'll look at his phone and he'll say, oh, wow, I have this app. Gas is 30 cents cheaper just a mile up the road.
Oh.
And the guy's like, oh, really? He says, yeah, follow me. He'll drive up the road. There's no other gas station.
What?
It's just a little dickling move to ruin this father's day.
And then they have to drive all the way back to
the
gas station.
They have to drive
station.
Back, yeah.
That's such a, yeah.
It's subtle.
It's not illegal.
No.
You can lie to people. That's what's the weird part of our society. Yeah.
He'll drive a mile up the road, flip the bird out the window, and just pedal to the floor.
Oh.
He's out of there. And
he's
this dad is just no idea what to do. He's probably at this point like angry and yelling at his kids for no reason. So everyone's day is just ruined because
yeah,
of this.
A little bit. He's kind of like Bill Maher in that he mars things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, another way to call him is John Maher or Global Maher, based on, you know, he asked people to call him Global, right? I've said that one.
I heard.
He introduces himself as Global. He'll be like, hi, I'm Global.
It's so not illegal.
You can do that.
Uh-huh.
God, it's so fucked up.
It's so fucked.
We don't really have a sponsor, so this is sort of our break. It's like a chill out zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shows. Houston and Austin. We're coming to Texas. The Texas two-step.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Houston, Atlanta,
you
Vegas.
You gotta stop saying that, because then people in Atlanta and Vegas are gonna be confused.
Right.
Well, doing a show in Vegas might be amazing.
That'd be fucking dope. Well, we should do a live podcast tour. We just don't know how to do that.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, for now, we'll settle for Austin on January 24th and Houston on January
25th
at the Come and Take It, Houston's first comedy festival on the 25th, and at the North Door in Austin on January 24th, my dad's birthday.
Ooh, nice.
I feel bad. I haven't told him that I'm going to be out of town for it.
Yeah, that's tough. Happy birthday, Daron. He can come to the show.
And it's his 100th birthday.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that'll be a big one.
That is, yeah, that's pretty... You know, I just heard actually recently, so you should keep an eye on this, but John Wolfe volunteered to make a pinata for your dad's 100th birthday.
Oh, no. I cannot.
And I don't know where it's going. I really don't, but I do know that
it's not.
Your mom said, like,
good.
It wasn't that kind of party and they didn't need it. And he said, please, I've been working. I've been doing pinatas as a hobby for years.
Oh,
and
no.
I would love to contribute one to this party free of charge.
Oh, shit.
He actually has a website with a portfolio of many pinatas.
I hate that.
And he showed your mom and
that
she was on board.
That sucks. I can't believe he was in my fucking house.
Dude, I know. And I don't know where he's going with this, but I do know that.
It's not going to be good. And even if it is good, you know, he's just setting up some shit for later.
Yeah.
Like, he'll do 50 good pinatas, and then the
He really will. I think he would. He's the kind of guy that will do, like, he'll make a tradition. 5 years of pinatas at your dad's birthday. Just for the sixth year to do something so fucked and borderline illegal, but
that's,
technically
That's the
illegal.
Thing I was telling you earlier. I don't know what he's doing, but I found out that John Wolfe is 500 registered Yelp accounts.
Oh, what is he using?
I don't know.
We don't know.
But it is legal, but it seems like he's up to no good.
Yeah.
Why would you need 500 Yelp accounts?
I don't know.
It's so, ugh. It's
sickening. There's like a pit in my stomach when I hear stuff like that.
Because
like nothing's happened with that yet.
Exactly.
Like, why has he amassed that many accounts?
It's kind of like how when it's about to storm,
yeah.
you feel it in your jaw.
That eerie calm before the storm.
Wolf is the storm.
Yep.
And my brain is my jaw.
That's, yeah.
My brain is my jaw, yeah. This one's for you. And you can tell everybody, this is my jaw.
Nice.
Fourth question. We need another guy's name.
Peter Pan.
Damn, we did it.
I know.
We really did it. Hey guys, I split up with my GF of 3 years around 2 months ago, which is really a good thing, believe me. I've been enjoying the single life, swiping right, OKCupid, POF, stuff like that. But have not had much sex for... But I have not had sex for a few weeks now, which is the longest I've been without sex for a good long while. Once a month I go get my hair cut. I always visit the same Kanye is a therapist. Writing, taking notes. That's curious. Once a month I go get my hair cut, and I always visit the same barber, as he knows how I like my hair, is reasonably priced, and has a filthy sense of humor, much like mine. Kanye's sneezing. It doesn't end there. Oh, I already skipped a paragraph. I get my hair cut. It's a nice guy. He's also a gay man in an open marriage, and he tells me that he gets kicks from giving BJs to straight guys, even paying them for the pleasure. It doesn't end there. He told me that he'll pay for a top-class hooker for me for an hour if he can watch and jerk off. I told him if I didn't get laid by December 13th, it'd be on. If I do it, do you think that implies I have gay tendencies? What about the moral implications of paying for sex? To be honest, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it now that I think about it, but I've always wanted to write to you guys for ages now, and it just seemed like the perfect opportunity. So what would you do if you were me? Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. Peter Pan. P.S. I appreciate you probably won't be able to get to my email on the show before the 13th, but if you'd like it, please just edit the deadline. I'd be so happy to hear from you guys. Thanks. Love, Peter Pan.
All right, so we're not editing the deadline?
No, we're not. The deadline is passed. It's after the 13th. So this guy has fucked a prostitute in front of a barber, a gay barber, while he jerked off.
Who bought the prostitute for him?
That's right.
Okay.
The question is, what would you do if you were him? I guess I wouldn't fuck a prostitute while a barber watched and jerked off.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that either. So you've already done it.
Yeah.
The advice is null.
It is void.
You have fucked a hooker in the company of your gay barber, and he jerked off and came to you fucking a whore.
And your fear is that, does this mean you have gay tendencies?
Well, it does mean you're not going to go back to this barber, because every time you go and get your hair cut, he will be, you'll be thinking of him masturbating.
Yeah, while you fucked a whore.
So that's a weird moment that happened between the two of you.
I wouldn't worry about the gay tendencies. I would worry about that moment.
If anything, he almost has really straight tendencies, because he wants to have sex with a woman so bad that he's willing to let a gay guy jerk off while he does it.
Yeah, I like the idea of a few weeks being like the longest dry spell. He can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Also, can you imagine a dry spell that long?
Weeks, dude.
Are you kidding me, bro?
I would have been fucking a hooker while a gay dude jerked off yesteryear.
So,
I just think it's a dangerous slope to go down, because I feel like this flamboyant barber who's just thirsty for this dude's dick,
yeah,
is like, he's just getting closer and closer to it. This is a nice little easing his way in. You already know that he likes to give guys blowjobs for money.
Yeah.
But now he's bought you a prostitute, which is pretty straight, but still his penis is close to you.
Sure.
And it's hard and it's coming.
Yeah.
He's just going to keep on inching closer. Every time you're going through a dry spell, he'll suggest something a little more provocative. Like, why don't we have a threesome?
Oh, that's and then, yeah. Like, that way I'm part of it, you're part of it. We're not necessarily fucking each other.
Why don't you fuck this girl and you can fap me?
Yeah.
So, like, I just think that this is, you're down a slippery slope at the moment.
Yeah. Can this be that much better than masturbating by yourself? You're still going to orgasm, which feels fine, but you don't have to do it.
So fun.
You don't have to do it with a prostitute. You don't have to do it while a gay barber watches.
Right.
Or a straight barber. I'd hate to even pin it on the homosexual thing.
It's not that he's a deviant or any. Well, he is sort of a deviant.
Yeah, because
there's nothing wrong with being gay, though. We're just saying that that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, just so
I feel like we shouldn't even have to qualify it.
Be aware that this guy is slowly urging you closer to probably fucking him.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to have sex for a week or two.
Yeah, you know, we're not saying that all gay guys want to have sex with straight guys. I don't know anything about that, but we are saying you've told us this gay barber gets off to paying straight guys to blow him.
Which is...
So you're in danger.
Why would the gay barber want to see a heterosexual couple go at it?
I don't know. I think people get into all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I would probably like to watch you fuck somebody.
You would be able to masturbate while I had sex with somebody?
I don't know if I would be able to masturbate. I just want to see it.
You just want to see a live porno starring me?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder... You know who we could call? Is... Don't you think she would do it?
Yes.
So this is what we should do. I'll call and we'll at least broach the subject.
That's a really funny idea.
Yeah. And then
I haven't even talked to in
exactly like
yeah 6 months at least.
Right. So that's why I feel like she'd be more down.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. And then we can release that as a special video podcast episode.
You fucking...
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly right. And then we'll see how hard you get, Mr. Tough Guy.
Okay.
We'll have like a camera on your dick.
My penis did just, shrink even talking about it.
Oh, God.
Not interested.
Well, that's it. That's our time. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Almost the end of the year. Not quite there.
But, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That tis the season, spelled S-E-I-Z-I-N. The first theme song was written by Sky Buck, and this closing one was written by Nathan William. Oh, kind of in line with our names for the theme of this episode. Nathan William wrote the closing theme song. Again, if you have your own theme song submissions, if you have your own questions for us, and if you do have a thumbnail for our show, for our Facebook page, please send that all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Happy holy days, everybody, and we'll be back on Monday. Peace.
Wake up in the morning, I feel like Jake in a mirror. I got some questions I need answered. I think I'll bend their ear. I won't go to the Starbucks off myself, cause I know I'll get some answers that are not from the shelf. Don't stop, cause you know it'll be hashtag dope. They give out some fake names to all the real folks. The next 4 to 5, you'll hang out with these dudes, and with a little bit of luck, they'll be a guest too.
Hey, it's Emily from the Sex with Emily podcast. My podcast is all about helping you get the relationship and sex life you deserve. For over 10 years, I've helped millions of people get what they want in and out of the bedroom. On my show, you'll learn sex tips, relationship tips, and I guarantee you will be more confident, get more, and give more pleasure, and have better sex just by listening to my show. That's Sex with Emily on Podcast One. That's O-N-E.